got so many letters coming in, Terrence. I'll save the good ones about how I am the source. Yes, you've heard it already this morning, I know, of all the world's problems for a little later on. But I have some interesting ones that are non-related that we'll read right now. I want to save the other ones for when we have a grander scale audience, which is, well, we have a pretty damn big audience in 6 to 7, but what could be so brilliant? I forgot why. But according to the numbers, it's the biggest between 7 and 8 o'clock. So, okay. Dear T... Well, actually, this one isn't written to me. This one that I want to read first is in Cosmo. Oh. And it reads as follows. My boyfriend keeps begging me to have sex with another man as he watches. And he says that he'd love me even more if I'd agree. I asked, how could he bear seeing me with another guy if he loves me? His answer was that love and sex are two different things.
Oh, that's nice. Right.
Should I do it? Can't believe that letter didn't come to us. Sounds like someone who was influenced by us.
You know, she's just asking for trouble if she does it.
Well, you think guys who want that and then actually find themselves in that situation go crazy?
Yes.
That's just crazy. It's sympathetic.
I think that the whole fantasy idea is one thing, but when it actually happens in real life, it's a totally different ball game. It's a totally different, it's a realization like, oh, wait a minute, and then all of a sudden they're like, wait, you're cheating on me even though I said it was okay.
Well, he says love and sex are two different things. He says it would make him love her even more if another guy has sex with her and he can watch. I can only imagine if we're able to accumulate 6 guys they could ride a train on. It'll be like Christmas.
But he may be able to accept it, but she's going to be the one that have the problem with it and ultimately will doom their relationship.
Can't believe this letter could come outside of Seattle. There are derelicts like this outside of the city. With minds so warped that they want to watch their girlfriends having sex with other men. Is that possible? When we haven't gone national yet, is it plausible at all? And I wonder what 90-year-old Irma Kurtz writes back to this lady.
Yeah, what does she say? It's always interesting to hear her say.
He says he'd love you more. Nonsense. Love is constant. Love is absolute. Sounds like a fortune cookie she got the other day. I don't know.
Yeah, she was eating some, right?
Now, here's a letter that came at us, so you would disagree with, and you would be leery of the man who tells his girlfriend that.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
My response is, yeah! I want to be the guy. I want to take the risk that he'll go crazy on me. Absolutely! Pre-reign on someone's girlfriend, no strings! Come on! I should say that! That's wrong! It's uncalled for! It's irresponsible! Dear T-Man, we just got a new nanny about a month ago. This girl is 25 years old, brunette, with a tan and toned body. I'm a pretty secure wife, so I didn't think much of the fact that our new nanny is, hot. Can't believe our listeners are grammatically correct! But now I'm bothered by her. See, one day a week, my husband is home in the mornings before he goes to work around lunchtime. I've noticed that on those days, our nanny wears cute little sundresses.
The sundress.
While on the other days, she wears sweats and a t-shirt. But yesterday, the day my husband was home, she showed up in cut-off jean shorts and a white t-shirt with no bra. Ow!
Well, you got to take care of the kids.
Yeah.
Can't wait to have a nanny.
Nannies are cool.
Scott's getting all hot.
My husband pretends not to notice, but how could he not? I would have never thought this possible, because it sounds like something out of one of your cheesy Cinemax late-night movies. How come they're mine now? Oh, I forgot I'm the producer of those. You know those movies where people meet each other and then 10 seconds later they're having sex?
Mm-hmm.
You know the common scripts that are on Friday nights?
Sure.
Those are my movies.
Wow.
Right! I could only be so lucky. because, it sounds like something out of a cheesy letter. But do nannies really get it on? Here's her questions now that she wants us to respond to. Not Irma Kurtz, 90-year-old, 90-year-old wonder. But do nannies really get it on with the fathers of the kids that they look after? Is this more common than I realized? Would it be wrong to fire her just because she looks good for my husband? And she signs it Samantha. It's not in quotes, so I'm assuming that's her real name.
Hmm.
Samantha should have called the program, but sometimes it's a lot easier to write a letter.
Definitely.
I don't think all nannies make eyes for the husband in the situation.
I think you got to be pretty dumb. And that's when I said dumb. And I've courted the market on dumb. So I know from dumb. I think you have to be to hire a nanny that's overly attractive.
Right.
Why would you do that? There are plenty of ugly nannies out there. There are plenty of mediocre nannies out there.
Right.
Why would you subject yourself to your home if you have any fiber of jealousy in your being or any doubts whatsoever about your husband? Why would you subject yourself to that? It's just as easy to find someone who won't put those thoughts in your head.